Welcome to Crit Like a Girl, where it's all sugar, spice, and everything dice.
Begin.
Let's do it.
Let's begin.
Welcome. I'm Bastet. I'll be running your operation. The project's official name is the Adventurer's Research of Abnormal Civilian Experiences, or Project Aerace for short, to investigate the unusual occurrences that have been happening everywhere recently. I've hired you all for your indisputable military prowess.
I'm going to be honest. I think we should run.
Your academic expertise.
I don't know. I'm not a wizard in real life.
And your hands-on experiences.
Tentacles belong in the ocean!
My name's Totia Atherdale. There is someone inside, and they are our responsibility. I am going in. If you wouldn't like to, you guys can stay, you guys can go back to the herd. But there's someone inside who needs our help, and I am going to go and help them.
I am playing Morgan Serenity Aldridge.
Iona, is there a chance I could take a quick sample? Can I have a scrap of fabric from your clothing, perhaps? And you too, Mr. Calarius.
That's a weird thing to ask somebody.
It's not, it's for science.
I am playing Raina Riftwood.
Lying on the bed is actually Oscar Sterling, but he is far, far older than you remember him. You remember he should be like 25. This man is in his 90s.
I probably should have asked this earlier, but how many years has it been since that day? I don't know.
Raina, it's been 70 years. What happened to you?
I am playing Muralta Kelbeen, or as I'm more commonly known, Delphinium or Delphi.
I want to know how you found out about this particular opportunity and why you decided to join us.
I'm afraid I'm not entirely sure. I was travelling with my father. Along the way, some events transpired. Afterwards, when I was back, I don't know how to describe it. I knew that this was happening, or going to happen.
By what? Premonition, or...?
No. It was like the memory was always there.
Can everyone please roll for initiative?
Oh, I nearly cut so hard.
Deck of Many Aces is an actual play podcast made by an all-aromantic and asexual cast and crew. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to podcasts, releasing every other Friday. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Deck of Many Aces.
Our heroes just met a deity that has been deemed Grandpa Rot. The deity sent heads with bat wings after our heroes. While fighting, Sildwyn can't catch a break and went from being paralyzed from venom to hypnotized by the weird lichen that grows in the cave they are in. After defeating the monsters, Sildwyn finds a holy symbol that matches the one Sindri and Alak had. B imparts some wisdom on corruption not just affecting the young to Sildwyn. And that is where our story begins.
As you get there and go inside, Macarius's cart is long since gone. And inside, when you peer in, you see Olar, who seems stressed out. His face is very flushed, very red against the normal pallor of her skin. And he looks around at all of you and then looks at Elegance and is like, Come help. And she'll go to him. And looking around the room, you see there's still a lot of people that are in their sick beds, and there are still kind of like some of them look sick, but most of the vines seem to have begun to wilt on their faces. And Olar is babbling very quickly to Elegance. A lot of them start coughing up seeds. I don't know exactly what it was, but they seem to be doing better.
You're welcome.
he looks at you. What did you do?
We are badasses. Duh. If you had gone, it probably would not have been successful because you are a guy and women get shit done.
B just smirks.
Poppy's gonna be like, ah, and then she's gonna like walk off to find the kid that she knew from before. She's gonna go find that person.
You actually find the whole family is there now. Child's still sick in the bed, but their sibling and their mother seem to be sitting by their bedside. And again, there's still that kind of sickness. There's still some of the vines, and it looks kind of not great, but it does look better even than what it was that you saw a few hours ago. You walk over and she's still lying in the bed, kind of looking not great, but definitely better than she did yesterday. And her mother and her brother are there as well. Her mother's just kind of holding her hands and squeezing it gently. And her brother looks up as you come closer and kind of squints her and goes, hey, I know you.
Oi, kid. And then she'll like gesture him over and be like, thank you so much for the boots. They've been a huge help. And I just wanted to come check on your sister. I saw she was sick. How are you, kiddo?
Okay. The doctor says she's getting better.
Yeah. I think me and my friends took care of the problem, so should be good. Yeah.
Is Meridian gonna be okay? And he looks back towards his sister.
Yeah, kid. I think she'll be just fine. You take care of her, okay?
And he kind of puffs out his chest and like straightens his shoulder and just, yeah, I'll take care of her.
Good kid. She will walk over to the mom and be like, your kids helped me out a little bit when I was still working mercenary stuff. So I just thought I'd let you know you've raised good kids. And then she'll hand over 5 gold.
Mother looks up at you. She looks very tired, just kind of in that like she has not slept well in a few days, just from sheer worry, has not been getting any sleep. And she'll look up at you and just, I thank you. I can't accept this. Thank you, though. I appreciate, I guess, everything you've done here. I'm not entirely certain exactly what's going on, but...
Yeah. And she'll take the gold and she'll place it down on the girl's bed and then she'll be like, have a good one! And then, like, leave before she can give it back.
Looking around this room, it looks... I mean, people are still ill, but it seems like progress is starting to move upwards.
B would probably just be going around with any of the herbal whoosie whatsits that she had and would just be trying to administer them to anybody that looks like they might need like a little something to just like take the edge off of any minor ailment that they had. It's not going to do like anything probably, but she's just trying to make people feel better. I'm basically going around and just being like, here you go, are you okay? Here, I have a band-aid. Yeah.
Silblin's being an emotional support deer. You want a pet? Pet the deer.
You guys are so cute and so wholesome. James is gonna go, look, obviously, to like the head priest dude, it looks like we've done our job. You look a little like you've been slacking, but not really, because I'm sure it was hard to do everything alone. Right. So can you write us a letter to saying how incredible that we are to like your boss? Because we're going to go to where your boss is probably located, I think, next in the big city. And then like maybe we could have some like, I don't know, money from them or something, because you guys did not really give us much and we risked our lives. Do you see this bite? I am bleeding.
Olar looks a little bewildered, and as you say that, Elegance goes,
No.
Steps forward and presses a hand to your shoulder and casts cure wounds.
Elegance, it was just for effect. I'm really okay.
But after a moment, Olar will just, I'm not entirely sure who you'd want me to be writing to, but I suppose I can write a letter of, I don't know, goodwill recommendations saying what you've done.
Yeah, that sounds great. Just be like, hello, high priest and worldly gods and kings, we are awesome. And by we, I mean the dream team, composed of Jinx, Poopy, Azuri, and their leader, Baby Deer.
Somewhere in the background you hear, it's Poppy!
But it's, you know, Poppy, but it's really Poopy. It's just spelled like Poppy, so you can get it right, you know.
Right. certainly. Let me finish some of my work here, and then we'll think about
it. You can
that.
Make it like, hello, Jinx, Poopy, Zuri, and then again, it's our leader, Seldwyn, the mighty baby deer. And we're the dream team. And like, right. Write it really pretty and legible.
Right. I'll get right on that. Elegance and elegance. Well, yeah, let's, and she'll look around at you and we don't.
You need paper or a quill.
Oh, I'm not writing it, but, look, we don't have a lot of money and we don't.
Do you not know how to write?
Let me talk. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of supplies, but if this is all I can do to thank you, and she will pull out of her pocket and press into your palm a small pearl. It's not a lot, but might be useful. And Jinx, or whoever wants it, can add to their inventory a pearl of power.
Yes, mm-hmm, me. Nobody saw that but me. Thank you. Thank you.
After a little bit, Elegance going back to help Olar for a little bit, after a while, he does disappear into the office and come back out with a neatly written, very formal letter, basically just explaining as much as Elegance was able to explain to him what y'all did and how y'all helped, as well as some of the details of what was going on in the area. And you are given that letter of recommendation. In addition to that, the rest of you all level up. Because you solved this problem a lot faster than I was anticipating, but you all do level up. As the day progresses and spend time, a lot of the people in the room do begin to wake up, a lot of them seemingly confused, not quite understanding where they are or what's happened or how much time has passed, but it does look like things are beginning to improve. And as the day draws to a close, what would you like to do, B?
Guess as night's starting to fall or it's starting to get dark, B will see that it seems like things are kind of getting under control, things are being handled in town, and as much as she enjoys, you know, company with the townspeople and she has a bit of a relationship with them, it's been a long day and she's old and she's pretty tired, so she'll probably, after she's given, you know, her little tinctures and things to the people that need them, walk over to the group if the group is all there, and she would probably just go up to them, and if you guys are all together, she would just say, now ladies, I'm afraid it's getting late out, and well, the older you get, ironically, you start to go back to your youth, and I'm afraid it's been a bit past my bedtime as it is, so I think you've done quite well today, and I am proud of all of you for the short time that I've known you, but I'm afraid I must be off. But before I go, I just want all of you to just hold tight to each other. I see that you're like a group of sisters. You argue and you bicker and you needle each other in funny ways, but I can tell you all are quite fond of each other, and I think that is very lovely, especially considering what you may be up against. Now, I want you to take care of yourselves. I want you to stay warm and dry. If you go anywhere after dark, somebody always knows how to do the light spell, right? You guys know how to do the light spell. You have that. I want you to always have food on you to make sure that you have something to eat. But in case you're thirsty, in case you need a little something to keep you up, take this with you. And she's going to take her little flask out of the cherry booze that's like hardcore strong. And she's just going to hand it to Poppy. And she'll just say, here, take this. I know you seem to be able to handle the good stuff. But don't drink too much, because you'll get sick, I guarantee it. Now, I best get back quickly, because it's getting dark out, and I don't know what's in the woods. But all of you girls, I'm very proud of you all. And just stay true to each other and be safe. All right? Will you promise me that?
Yes.
Okay.
We promise
Granny B.
Try.
Granny
B. Sure. Can I walk you out, though, B? At least a little?
Absolutely. Come, child. I would love the company.
So whenever she gets away from all of the group and there doesn't look like there's any people, mm-hmm. she's going to go,
I've been watching you because, well, I think that you're a little bit like me, and if you are a little bit like me, I wanted to ask you where you come from, or when you were growing up, or did people expect you to be everything, like a miracle, like to be all of the right things because of who you are and where you came from, and because you're like what I think you are, which is like what I am? But you could never do it, and everyone was disappointed, but still looked at you like you were chosen.
While she's still talking, and while she's kind of like faltering a little bit, Bee's just going to go up and just hug her, and just squeeze her tight. And she's just going to say, there, child, I understand. And I think we are alike. How close are we to, are we around anybody? Can anybody else see us?
If y'all would have walked out far enough that I think Jinx was trying to get away from people. So y'all are probably, you know, a little bit of a ways into the forest.
Okay. If we are, as she's hugging Jinx, you'll feel like something kind of rock the two of us very, very briefly. And then you'll feel something else, another pair of arms almost. It feels like kind of come around you and give a squeeze. And then I'll let go. B will step back and you'll see that she has extended some very large wings from underneath her leather tunic. And she kind of just lets them fade back down to about her so they're not just furled up. But she'll have, with, you know, tears kind of in her eyes, she'll say, "Those that are like us, the people seem to think that we're here for a reason. Some people seem to think that we're able to do things or save them from the evils of this world, and I can tell you this from my experience. I once traveled with a group very much like you do now, and I am not as powerful as I could be, I'm sure, but I wasn't able to save them, and I wasn't strong enough, unfortunately. And despite what I was always told or assumed of me, I was not able to have the strength that so many believed that I had. And when it came to it, I wasn't able to save those closest to me. That's partially why I've lived in seclusion for most of my life. But what I can tell you is this, child, all that you can and all that you can ever do is to be true to yourself and to who you are. And even though I've only known you a very short time, I can see that you are a good-hearted and a good-souled one of us. The Azamars, for whatever abilities that we have, I think most of us do have a goodness in us, and I see that shine very brightly from you. And I think that's all that you need to worry about. Don't worry about anyone else's expectations. Just know who you are and be true to yourself. And then she'll just give you another hug and she'll give you a kiss on the temple. And then she'll just kind of hold your hands in hers and she'll say, "You can do that, can't you, child?"
Jinx is like ugly sobbing, but she'll like wipe her eyes and nod a little.
"Well, that is the best thing. Take care. I think that you are very strong. Just watch out for Sildwyn. I think she's a bit worried. So you seem to have the ability to let things kind of bounce off of you, which is good. I think your group will need that. So take care of her and watch out for her, especially if you see that man again, okay?"
"Okay, all right. Maybe you could try meeting people. I think my grandma would really like you. She lives in the swamp close to Meyerfield, like a little bit outside, and you can collect herbs, and she could probably teach you a lot about like healing in that way, and she's really strong, so maybe she could protect you."
"She like us?"
"No, it's okay. But she never put any pressure on me like everybody else did."
"She sounds like a lovely person, and I would love to meet her very much. I need to spend time with people my own age. So maybe I'll take you up on that. Maybe I'll go visit your grandmother."
"Okay, but she's like very safe. And like stretch before you walk. And she'll take out a little bit of money. And she'll give her like 10 gold pieces. And a couple of flowers that she didn't use for Seldwyn's crown. For her travels."
She will just look down and take them in her hands and just smile. Kind of like a watery-eyed smile. And then she'll put them in her little bag. And she will just kind of She just is very, she is a look of an old person who is amused and is amused by a young person and finds them extremely endearing. And she's just kind of smiling like, oh, you're adorable. And she'll say, is there anything you would like me to tell your grandmother when I see her?
My grandma is the high druid there, and I know that she will welcome you with open arms. If you do decide to go meet her, could you tell her that Ava misses her and loves her very much? And that I'll be back home soon. I promise I'll try to come back home for the spring awakening. And will you tell her that I'm doing okay?
B smiles at you and turns away to walk back further into the woods, walking back to her home in the edge of the Tenebrae Forest, and leaves you to go rejoin your friends and continue your journey, whatever that may look like.
Thanks for listening to Crit Like a Girl. Cover art by Chester Cat. Opening and closing music by Brian Dockery. Background music from Freesound, Incompetech, and Tabletop Audio. Follow us on Twitter at Crit Like a Girl. That's girl without the I. Don't forget to check out our Ko-Fi where you can support the show and your favorite adventurers. If you have any questions, suggestions, or recommendations, email us at critlikeagirlpod@gmail.com.